The best tea in the city.
Do you know the saying, the best way to get over someone is to get under someone? Yeah, the things you say. Tea. The best way to get over someone is to get under another somebody. You know that feeling post breakup, where you just want to get out of your system so as you can get back at your ex and find a victim, they say. Like you have a score to settle and you need to do it ASAP. The score is not only to an ex, it is also to revenge the current. Huh? Yeah, they had to, Agir. And now you need to return the favor. Well, if you didn't know, apparently this is the short definition of what revenge sex is. And apparently revenge sex is a real thing. Those who have been dumped are using sex to get over their ex. This is the kind of sex that is the first sexual experience that occurs right after breakup or right after disappointment. Having sex to deal with distress, to get over or get back at an ex or a partner. It is said to be used as a coping mechanism for many. Most will even go out of their way to show their ex what they are missing out on. Hi, Nina. Eh? Apparently, even the least vindictive person can be driven to revenge sex. I was living under a rock. Hashtag, what is revenge sex? Please tell me. Have you ever done it? How far did you go? Was it worth it? Oh, you were the victim. Okay. You only realize that you are a pawn in the game. You were a victim. And I have to ask this. Is revenge sex only for exes, or it can be used against the current partner? Sure. As we sip the best tea in the city. Mula, Maggie, and when your partner has done something unforgivable, just to make it even, you have sex with someone preferably very close to him. This doesn't solve anything, but it gives you that temporary justification and pleasure. Wow. Is that what revenge sex is? Come on. Hashtag, what is revenge sex? Many have come out to say that revenge sex is a liberating experience. The journey they take, though treacherous, maybe that's why it's liberating, because for the first time they're doing something scary and they see it through. However, the jealousy revenge sex sparks in an ex may be just what you need to get closure from that relationship. Or the hurt or the disappointment sparks it in you. While revenge sex gives you instant pleasure of hitting your ex or your partner where it hurts the most, but it also reveals the depth of your own hurt and rage. That much you must know. And it can also lead to more grief, feelings of guilt, and you might even feel a little bit worthless. Worthless. But that's just me giving you what I have found to be defining what revenge sex is and what it can do. However, you tell me, what is revenge sex? Have you done it? How far have you gone? Eh? Was it worth it? Eh? Were you the victim? It's possible. Hey, kona manya machitala. I know they're breathing through the wound. I'm shying at your hood. Check my timeline under this hashtag. What is revenge sex? 3 teaspoons coming up. Here are your 3 teaspoons.
Three teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
Indeed, what is revenge sex? Well, why revenge sex? To avoid pain. I mean, breakups are painful and sad. And it takes time to get over someone. And this makes it difficult to deal with pain and sadness. So, having sex helps with avoiding that draining feeling, even if it's just for a moment. Two, why revenge sex? To boost self-esteem. Romantic rejection, unreciprocated feelings, and breakups take an emotional toll on self-esteem. So the first thing most people think about after breakup is, how are they going to get over? Or how are they going to replace lost love? Sex with someone else, albeit not permanent, helps to deal with this rejection. It can make one feel attractive and wanted. Therefore, it boosts self-esteem. The last teaspoon on the three teaspoons on why revenge sex, to take back control. When you get dumped, you feel powerless, reduced to a recycling bin. Revenge sex helps to take back that control. It's a way of saying, he hasn't right and you are wrong. I have not lost myself over you. I still got it. Taking back control. Hey girls, how you doing?
Uncle T.
Good. How are you, Uncle T?
I don't have a heart like James Ingram. I don't have a heart to serve revenge sex. I don't.
Yeah, me too.
But what is it? What have you learned? What have you heard?
You know what I've heard? I've observed that it's, I don't think you go about it. What I've seen is you don't go about it saying, I'm going to have revenge against this person. I think what I've seen is like when, let's say you and your partner are on and off.
Yeah.
And then in between the off, they go out and they have good times with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that's a form of revenge because then you know there's still feelings involved.
Mm-mm, that's cheating.
That is cheating. But it's,
yeah, that's not revenge sex though. So revenge sex is when you're trying to like get back at somebody. So you know for a fact that if I go to this person, say it's somebody that you knew that I don't like, and the minute we break up, you go.
But that's cheating and revenge.
No, but we're not together. Say we're not together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And then we just broke up. And now this is the one girl I always say, oh, I don't like this girl. Do you know
She's
what?
She's in our business. Mm.
Next thing, you are there holding hands with this person and you doing the deed with that person. That's revenge. You're trying to hurt me. Like, I mean, honestly, people justify it all the time. No, Uncle T, I'm not that person. I seriously don't have time. Like, if someone don't want you, they don't want you. Like, let them move on.
You'll never get back at someone.
Yeah, you can't. No, I don't have time. Also, it seems like I'm the bitter and petty one here.
Yeah.
Do you know? Because this person is trying to move on and I'm still trying to find ways of trying to get their attention, you know, by doing silly things. Like, I'm getting myself in a position where I probably don't even want to be there. But because I know it's going to hurt you, I'm like, I'm doing it. I mean, come on. Yo, I don't know. People have hearts, hey? I know.
Trust Chris, ne? To find I Don't Have a Heart and play it
while we're talking.
As bad music.
You are so dramatic. Anyway, thank you, girls. We're talking about revenge sex. And like I said, I want you to define it for me. What is it? Have you done it? Well, the lesson for the day, revenge sex is necessary to get over a breakup. I'm not sure how far this necessary is, but it is. They say it helps to vent out the anger and the hurt after being dumped or disappointed. Like you have a score to settle. And you need to do it like as soon as possible. While revenge sex gives you the instant pleasure of hitting your ex where it hurts the most, it also reveals the depth of your own hurt and rage. And by the way, the score is not only to the ex, it can also be to the current. I get they hurt you. So, and you want to return the favor. Huh? You see what anger and hate can do? Oh, my word. What is revenge sex? Have you done it? How far did you go? Was it worth it? Who? Oh, wait. Were you the victim? Send me a voice note. 063-688-0959. What is revenge sex? Did you do it? You have to answer that question. Will you do it? You have to answer that question. Were you the victim? Please answer that question. Like Zandi Seal on my timeline, go read what he said under the hashtag what is revenge sex and find out more. What's up? 063-688-0959. Last tip is coming up. What is revenge sex? Yo.
Oh, so you don't want to talk to me about that?
When I
I'm not
fragile.
Having any. I know. Yeah, I'm not even fragile. Having any sex.
So,
bye.
Your voice notes are up next.
I am worldly. Kaya FM.
This
is the best tea in the city. Kaya FM.
Kaya FM.
95.9.
Malamiti, couple of anonymous, I did revenge sex. It's a thing, yakore. I was dating someone and the relationship was fine and whatnot. And I had a lot of guy friends. I've always been more of a tomboy than a girl. I had more guy friends growing up and I've always just been that girl. And when it happened that he saw that I have a guy friend, he then started telling his family that for that.
Hi, Tibos. My name is Vovo. I have done it and it was worth every minute. I think if Awiye and Sisana, you'll be walking around like a time ticking bomb. You'll be carrying all the anger from the breakup or from the dumping. I did it and it felt good. I even forgot about Umsholoka James, who is the ex. So, Jonga, go for it. Can't finish.
The best tea in the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.